Known as Holy Week, the events of Palm Sunday through Easter Sunday makes up the most significant days in history. As you prepare to celebrate Easter, we invite you to journey alongside us through Holy Week to chronologically retrace Jesus' final steps and reflect on the moments leading to his death, burial, and resurrection.
Imagine you were to grab a flower vase out of the cabinet and add some spring decor to your dining room table. You begin to fill it with water and notice that there's not one hole in it, but several. Water is leaking everywhere. It's a beautiful piece, but there's no sense in keeping it. It's broken. You take it to the trash where it belongs because it no longer serves its purpose. We were once this broken vase. Brokenness spread through us, and we were only made new with the love of Jesus. Jesus saw us in our worth. He didn't throw us out because of our brokenness. Jesus loves us. He heals us. He makes us new. Even on our worst days, Jesus sees the goodness within us. Jesus loves each of us so much he paid for our brokenness by dying on the cross for our sins, and this is why we celebrate Easter. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, an expert in the law, asked a question to test him. "Teacher, which command in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and most important command. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commands." Matthew 22:34-40. We are commanded to first love God with every piece of us, our hearts, our souls, and our minds. To me, that is simple. I do love him. I love my Heavenly Father. He is more than amazing and easy to love. Secondly, we are commanded to love our neighbors as ourselves. Pause for a moment and think about how you truly love yourself. Have you recently thought, "Am I enough for my family and friends? Am I a failure?" Or, "I don't like who I am." What things are you saying to yourself that are not loving? If we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves and do this because of our love for God, we aren't going to go out to our neighbors and say the unloving things we have said to ourselves. We aren't going to treat them as poorly as we treat ourselves at times. We must begin with loving ourselves just as Jesus loves us. You can know that you are enough because God sent his Son to die for your salvation on the cross. Romans 5:8 says, "But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." We must stand firm in what God says to be true of us to live out the commandment to love your neighbor as yourself. "For it was you who created my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you because I have been remarkably and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that very well." Psalm 139:13-14. Take time to think about how remarkably and wonderfully made you are. You are God's workmanship, and his workmanship is wonderful. Today, I challenge you to reflect on your identity in Christ and encourage someone else to do the same.
Thanks for listening to the Ridge Weekly Podcast. If you'd like to hear more messages now, you can check out our past series at theridge.church/messages or download the free Ridge app. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.